This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Professional experience and superb customer service make the difference at U.S. Bank.
My staff has a combined total of 133 years of experience.
Wow.
With U.S. Bank, so that's amazing.
Diane Magicho manages the U.S. Bank branch in Fort Loramie.
And so we just want to let everyone know, if you have a financial need, please come to us. We will find a solution.
At U.S. Bank's 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, you, our customers, come first.
Our customers stay with us at U.S. Bank. Their experience is positive. They spread the word. And we attract new customers who become satisfied, too.
Karen Schmidtmeyer manages Minster's branch.
At U.S. Bank, we can meet any financial needs you might have, whether it's checking, loans, business banking, or investment services.
The downtown Sydney office of U.S. Bank is led by Scott Barr.
We at U.S. Bank take great pride in the community we serve.
All of us serving you, U.S. Bank, on the web at usbank.com. The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
10 seconds to go. Meyer at midcourt. Dribble to Alex Baker. Foul line. Double team. Got to get Mark for a tray.
Yeah!
A high archer from 28 feet by Gebhardt. Keeps the buzzer by a couple of seconds.
You cannot beat boys and girls high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
On the giddy up, it's Elliott. She barges down the right side of the floor, then circles on top. And let's go at three. And she buries it. Oh, what a play by Christy Elliott.
And the three-pointers keep right on coming.
Goes to Baker, fall away three. Good! A 27-footer. Alex Baker, wow, how smooth is that?
And the smooth drives to the basket keep on coming, too.
In the middle of Sargent, hits a cutter, Spearman, all the way to the rim. Yes, and she's fouled. Lindsay Spearman makes her way in the lane and drops in a deuce for Lehman Kaplan. Goldkin splits a couple defenders around, two men up and in. Oh, what a depth play by Greg Bullenkamp. Rebound by Turner. We'll let to Bonanza. Bonanza driving on the run, makes it in. Oh, what a play by Allie Bonanza, who has ignited Fort Loramie here tonight.
Join scoresbroadcast.com for all the exciting action featuring the Anna Rockets, Watkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Lucie Raiders, Layton Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Alex Meyer gets his screen and shoots a 27-footer. Wow, one three-pointer deserves another. Alex Meyer with four from three-point territory. I'll tell you what, that play just makes you smile. We don't have any rooting interest in who wins this game. That was just one heck of a play by Alex Meyer. We love Shelby County. We ask for all fans. We are tremendous spectators. We have a passion for what we do. We really love it, and we're having a great time tonight.
And you, too, will have a great time listening to the big shots in the big games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's Jay Grant's on a drive. Just stopped in the lane. Makes it out. He's fouled. Jay Francis with two dynamite driving plays in the lane. Foul on both of them.
Put on a show right there, boy. Put on a show.
52 maneuvers by Trent Francis. 54-52. He gets a strike. 59 on Hodges. 2:59 left in this game. And it's been a dazzler here at Hodges tonight.
Hey,
and good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we are at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. The Anna Rockets get set to play a state semifinal, Chuck, for the third straight year, and this is the first one I've seen in the last three. You've been a part of all of them. The opponent is Oroville, Anna 24-4, Oroville 26-2. It's going to be a tall order for the Rockets. This is a sizable Red Riders club, paced by a 24-point score, 5'10", Anna Plyman. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Chuck, alongside with Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I've got the play-by-play. Anna and Oroville, the Rockets' third straight trip to the state Final Four.
Yeah, they won it 2 years ago. Last year, they were runner-up in a tremendous final game. I thought they played well in the last one. And here they are back to back, which is outstanding. It's very impressive.
And what a run by five-year head coach Jack Billing back in 2009, 16-7 for Anna, 21-4 in 2010, 28-0 state champs 2011, 27-1 in 2012, losing in the state final to Afrocentric 1 year ago, and the Rockets are back in the Final Four, 24-4 this year. I mentioned Afrocentric. Well, the winner of this game will take on Columbus Afrocentric in the state championship game at 10:30 on Saturday morning, because Afrocentric held on and nipped Fort Fry in our state semifinal, which concluded about 30 minutes ago. It was a good contest, and Fort Fry had its chances. I tell you what, Chuck, Anna can beat either one of those teams who played in the previous game if the green and white can get by Oroville first.
Well, yeah, they can, but they can't be thinking about that at all. They've got to get by a very good Oroville team. And I saw some of the girls walking in, and I looked up at a couple of them. They got some big girls watching them warm up. They're very athletic, and, you know, Anna's going to have to play well and stay out of foul trouble to win this basketball game.
Yeah, 3 5-10 starters on the floor for Oroville. Anna, however, continues to play teams with height extremely well, winning over Miami East by 10 in the regional semifinal, over Middletown Madison by 19 in the regional championship game, swept by a very long and lanky Versailles team by 3 in the sectional championship contest. So Anna continues to baffle size with good foot speed and quickness and nice shooting and hard driving to the basket. Anna will have to do some of that again here today, as Oroville will provide very stiff opposition for sure. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're on the air thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors. McCall Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Sydney Body Car Star, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine of Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, In Between Tavern, South Edge of Bucketts, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Fort Loraman, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Ruin Camp Farm Drainage of Fort Loraman, RPC Computers in Piqua, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Huffer Chiropractic in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, offering you the very best local sports page coverage around, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, spelled H-E-M-P, John Hemp. For your videography and photography needs, call on John. He will give you his best shot. Located in Sydney at 492-7313, John Hemp Imagery. Thanks as well to Custom Foam Products, Tower Drive in Fort Loraman, Wells Brothers, Inc. That's Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna. Thanks additionally to Trim Works, the finished trim specialist, located in Anna, and Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. We're also on the air thanks to Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, retail locations in New Knoxville, Jackson Center, and Pemberton. Thanks to Matt and Mitch Manbauer at Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed. And the new Frisch's Restaurant, Route 47, just west of I-75 in Sydney at 2120 Michigan Avenue. And we say hello to Mr. Ross, who's the CEO of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Thank you very much, Mr. Ross.
Well, it's quite a privilege to be here once again, Chuck, following the Anna Rockets. Then tomorrow, the Fort Glory Redskins. Hey, we've been spoiled the last few seasons.
Yeah, we have. And this year we didn't get a boys team there, but we had a terrific Jackson Center team get us all the way into the regionals. And, this is fun. There's nothing like being down here courtside. They brought me my green shirt because 2 years ago they brought me one and they won it. Last year they didn't give me a T-shirt. They didn't win it. So let's hope that's the key to this. But it's probably going to put down to more how they execute than what shirt I have on.
I think so. Free throw shooting will be a big factor as well. The last several games we've covered, free throws essentially, and the second half, a decided contest. The Fort Morley boys and the Jackson Center boys didn't shoot fouls well in losses that ended their seasons. Anna shot free throws extremely well in the regional final versus Middletown Madison. 23 of 35, I believe. Caleb Bensman canned 8 in a row in the fourth quarter, as I recall. Kayla's been marvelous. 49 points in the two regional games. And she could be a sticky thorn in the side of Orville here today. Kayla can shoot the jump shot, and she can drive it to the basket with the best of them.
Well, she started the season as she started games really strong and then kind of not looked to score, which I think was the plan because, you got Billing, you got Hubert, but recently she's just been scoring from the start to the finish.
Uh-huh.
But you look at Anna, they played three teams. They beat three teams in the tournament that could truly be here. They have the talent to be here.
Oh, yeah.
In Middletown Madison, Versailles, and Miami East. So to them, this is just another one of those really good basketball teams that you're going to have to beat if you want the big trophy.
Oh, no question about it. We reflect back on Anna's win against Middletown Madison. It was decisive in the end, 19 points. Rockets got off to a good start in that game. Caleb Bensman hit the initial field goal in the first 20 seconds, and then we pick up the action at 3-1. Anna, the Rockets spurt with the next 6 points. Rockets up 3-1. In backcourt on the dribble is Philpott. Philpott against Huber, up over the timeline. Pounds it on the floor, left hand. Huber swings it! Huber running the other way. And it's the Huber! 5-1, Anna. The Hawks have been challenged so far with a tight guarding in backcourt and at the timeline by the Rockets. Anna forward to check too closely and pick up personals. Here's a drive away from Miller. Miller and Madison stops. Let's go to 12 footer. No good. Rebound by Huber. Huber up the floor for Anna. To Vossinger. Left side, Avery Bisman. On top to Huber. Anna up 5-1. Out of Kayla. Baseline. Around two players. Driving. Scoring. Kayla Bensman. And got 4. 7-1 Anna. We played 4:15 in the first. Dribbling. Here's Philpott. Outside the arc of the ball. Goes to Miller. Baseline. Stopped by Knopfinger in the lane. Hands to the post player to Hardy. She missed the 6-footer. Rebounded by Phillips. Filling to Huber. 2-on-2. Eric all the way. She's dead at the basket. 2-3 Anna's steamrolling right now. The pressure, Chuck, giving Madison a lot of difficulty.
And you're right. You hit it right on the head before the game. Madison is getting down the floor. They're taking shots out of sync because they're playing too fast.
Yes. Free throw by Erica Huber. Right on the money. Anna 8. Madison 1. Second free throw. Huber gets 7. 9-1 Rockets. The Hawks don't have a basket yet. And the Anna Rockets were off and running against Middletown Madison. The Green and White's defense also very good, Chuck, in that game. When you consider the fact that Anna held the likes of Versailles and Miami East to 44 and 42 points. And not only can Anna put it in the hole with outside jumpers and good quick drive to the hoop, the defense has been solid, very feisty. Anna will steal it from you if you are not concentrated.
Yeah, they play outstanding defense. And the thing about Anna is they can play half court, but they don't want to play half court. They want to turn you, and they want to run the floor. They want to shoot layups, and they want to shoot free throws. And I'll tell you what, they have the ability to do that against anybody.
And you can bet it's a goal of Orville here today to get back on defense
cannot allow Erica Huber and company to get easy points in transition. Anna may need to get five or six baskets that way, either via steals or quick passes down the floor after getting rebounds, because Orville is going to be mighty tough in the half court. The Red Riders are so tall.
Well, they are tall, but, you know, you look at Clevin, she averages 24 points a game. She's 5'10", but she's very slight. And I don't think she's going to be one of them in there banging inside. Watching her warm up, that young lady has a really nice jump shot from about 20 feet in. They're going to have to keep an eye on her, that's for sure. But then they got the big girls. You don't want to get in foul trouble. If they pull a rebound, you got to get in position before when the shot goes up. You can't wait till it hits the rim. But if you do, you're going to get in foul trouble, and that is the last thing Anna can afford to that.
A big plus for some of these Rockets, Chuck, they've been here before. Natalie
right.
Billing has been a starter for 4 years. She's been here at the state Final Four for three straight seasons.
Well, they've got two girls that have won a state championship. There's other girls that dress, but those two girls, Huber and Billing, contributed to
right.
that. And last year, a lot of these girls were here when they got beat in the finals. So, yeah, there's no substitute for the experience of being here, and it makes a huge difference, especially at the beginning of the game when all the emotions are really high.
We had the opportunity to chat with Anna head coach Jack Billing after the win over Middletown Madison 61-42 last Saturday. The Rockets don't fear anyone. It's been a very stringent schedule, and that has paid off in the long run for the green and white, the Anna Rockets.
We really tough on our schedule. You know, we went to Madison after we had Marmy that week, and Marmy's a great basketball team. And we went and played Wenton Woods the night after. You know, we had three games in less than 72 hours, and I really beefed up the schedule. I thought that we needed that. This group here needed that where they could win the tight ones. We had to come down to get the tight games, and that's the way Mr. Muirfield and Mr. Fixer did a great job of letting me flip flop some schedules. And our kids, and I think that's showing today.
Oh, you're exactly right. The season is a marathon, and you have to play up during the course of the campaign. Those are like tournament games for you in the regular season, and you benefit dramatically when you do get into the D3 tournament.
Yes, our schedule is as tough as anybody's, and it's, you know, we want to come night in, night out, and I guess that loss to Madison the first time was a little bit my fault. We're scouting fools, you know. We went 7 hours the other night to scout Oroville, Beachwood, who we were going to meet in the state semifinals. And I never scouted Madison down there, and it was a little bit better and taller and physical than I thought they was, and they beat us down there. So this was a good game to come back and play hard, and we definitely scouted them before the tournament.
Now, wait a minute. I heard that you had 50 reams of paper of scouting notes on every team you played all year long.
Well, you know Coach Watkins, she probably does have 50. And if you got something I like, I don't like, I just crumble it up and throw it away, and she just keeps writing.
Kayla Benjamin, phenomenal. Your daughter, Natalie Billing, phenomenal. Erica Huber, phenomenal. I can't even say the word. Easy for me to say. I want to pass out kudos to Rachel Knopfsinger. Boy, she has been brilliant for you late in the season and here in the tournament against the size and length of Middletown Madison in Miami East. Rachel has come up big. She's done the little things.
Yes, and, you know, when we were down in Madison the first time, now we played less than 11 minutes.
Right.
Rachel Knopfsinger had a concussion in the JV game. She didn't get a play.
Right.
Chandler Bensman was out, and, you know, I got to give kudos to all them kids. They work hard every night in and out, and we didn't really feel we was healthy the whole season long, and we're starting to get there. You know, Chandler's, she tells me she's healthy, and I think she's probably about 65-70%, but she plays, gives me 110% on the floor, and that's all you can ask.
And Jack Billing, head coach of the Anna Rockets, who today won the girls' Division III regional, beating Middletown Madison by a final score of 61-42. Coach, what was the game strategy, and did you execute it like you hoped?
We did. We actually wanted to keep Miller and Philpott in check. We wanted to face guard them almost like a triangle two, but we was in a man-to-man defense. Everybody else that was one pass away couldn't let their player catch it. And we just said we was going to face guard Miller and Philpott. And when halftime, I know Miller didn't have a point. So they executed pretty well. We took turns, and I didn't get Chamber Benson in much on that last game because of Miami East's size. And we rotate. Rachel comes in today. Chamber Benson comes in and gives Avery and David Blankenship a good break. And So my guards played really well for me.
Well, and your substitution patterns, I thought, were superb in this game today. Josie Harding, I don't think, had a field goal for the longest time in this game. The 6'2 post player for Middletown Madison, he did a tremendous job on her. The turning point came when Middletown Madison trimmed the 16-point lead down to 6, and then you answered. You quickly drained 6 free throws. Your foul shooting in the fourth quarter was superior.
Yeah, and you know, in the big games, you've got to hit free throws down the stretch, and I got it in my guard's hands, and I wanted to get in their hands, and they made some nice field goals for us, free throws in the fourth quarter, and we shot 16 of 21 unofficially, 76% in the fourth quarter, which will win you a lot of games.
Indiana Rockets hope to have bottled that formula for success against Middletown Madison. In an attempt to repeat that again today, Chuck, a good foul shooting and fine defense on Middletown Madison's top two players. And you can bet the Rockets will be spying on Hannah Plyman, 24 points a game, and Maggie Duvall, 12 points a game here today. Those are Orville's top two performers.
Yeah, I mean, what you need to do is you need to make sure that if she gets her average, that's what she gets.
And right.
It's what Jackson Center ran into the other night with Geise. Uh-huh. A young man scored 37 points. When somebody gets off on you like that, and they're that talented, it gets hard to beat them. My fear today is foul trouble because of the length.
Yes.
And Dana's got to be smart, and they got to work really hard to put bodies on people as the shot goes up, and if that's the case, they'll be all right.
Yeah, summed up very well. It's Anna against Orville. Rocket cheering section across the way. A sea of green on the far side of the Schottenstein Center. We'll return with lineups in the opening tip in a few minutes. It's the state semifinal girls division 3, Anna and Orville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie offers residential and commercial services too. At Ruin Camp, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Laramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie, 295-3631.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
And tonight, seven of us, including five children, eat delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Dini Community Schools. We recently constructed five elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and two of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at aaginc.com.
And this is Jack Kramer and Chuck McPhee once again at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University as the Atlanta Rockets get set to take on Orville. Orville's lost just twice all year and has been beaten four times. Notables from these two schools, well, Sarah Schulze played 4 years right here at Ohio State, a graduate of Anna. She had a fine career with the Rockets and a good several seasons with the Ohio State Buckeyes. Chuck, can you think of somebody from Orville, long-time college basketball coach in Indiana?
I think it might have been Bobby Knight. Yeah, but I think of him more as an Ohio State basketball player than a coach in Indiana.
Sure, sure. Speaking of coaches, Jack Billing, my high cap, 116-16 in his 5 years at Anna. Not bad. No, 116 wins for the Anna Rockets under the guidance of head coach Jack Billing. Meanwhile, the pitcher of the Orville team and their outstanding coach career as well at the varsity level over a number of seasons, Mark Alberts, has racked up 543 victories, and he is in the OHSBCA Hall of Fame. So Jack Billing has been very tremendously successful in a short period, and Mark Alberts, the head man at the program, the logo, has been a fixture for a period of seasons, and he has got a remarkable record over the long haul. And the Rockets in the road, green with white trim, Orville in the white with red numerals and red paper. The winner of this game gets Columbus Appen Centric Saturday morning at 10:30. Appen Centric, a close winner by three over Beverly Fort Fry in our earlier Girls Division III regional semifinal. You know, when the word superior comes to mind, you think of improved, you think of preferred. Well, these all fit the reputation of one of the most diverse family-owned businesses in the upper Miami Valley. Reynolds Brothers, Inc. on Shoe Drive in Anna, just west of I-75, at the Route 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Reynolds Brothers have grown to span eight separate divisions. And for your business, services provided by Wells Brothers are Material Flow Solutions, Process Piping, and Industrial Construction. On the web at wellsbrothers.com. Wells Brothers, Shuey Drive in Anna, a superior reputation. Anna, the home of the Rockets, and top flight service and workmanship from Wells Brothers. Anna Rockets starting five is as follows. Erica Huber, 5'5", senior at guard, 11 points a game, 5 assists per contest. Natalie Billing in the middle, 17 points a game, 6 rebounds, 5'11", and a senior. Now, those are two of the five
Caleb Blankenship, 5'6", a senior, 6 points a game in the opening five, with Rachel Bounsinger, 2.5 points per game, 6'1", a junior, and Caleb Benchman, 5'7", a sophomore, 12 points a game, and 5 rebounds. Caleb with 49 in the regional. For Orville, it's Hannah Plyman, 5'10", 24 points a game. Abby Reeser, 5'5", 7 a game. Shabaya Sims, 5'10", 7 points a game. Bree Adcock, also 5'10", 10 points a game. And the sharpshooter out front is Maggie Duvall, 5'5", a senior, 12 points per contest. Hannah wins the opening tip, and the Rockets bring it down the floor to her left. Dotsinger tries a reverse layup, left it short, no good, and it comes away to Orville. Here's a quick long three by Plyman, missed it off the back iron, and then an over-the-shoulder foul by DeVault.
Wow, that was a ticky-tack. If they're going to call it that close, it could be a long day.
Oh, it was. Contact was slight, and in good position. Each team's missed a shot. Here come the Rockets. Huber, long throw down the floor to Caleb Benchman. Lost the ball over her hip, got it back. Threw it to Huber, who drives right down the paint to the rim, left it short, no good. But twice on the inside against the Orville height, Anna has missed. Here's Blyman attacking for Orville. Gives it up out front to Reeser, driving on Caleb Benchman. Left flank to Sims. Shemiah Sims below the foul stripe. Goes to Reeser. Reeser 25 feet away. And let's see, we've got a foul against Anna over guarding. 25 feet from the hoop. One foul each way.
Anna got to the rim on their first two possessions. They just couldn't make the shot.
Caleb Esmond picks up a quick foul. In fact, Kayla gets a quick seat on the bench for Anna. Ball inbounded by Orville into backcourt.
Going to get a little coaching tip, and then she's going to be back out here.
We played a minute 10. No points. She can tally yet. Here's DeVault, 30 feet away for Orville. Dribbles into the right corner and drops it off her knee. It goes out of bounds. Good defense by Anna. 6:48 to go in the first, and there's Caleb Benchman right back on the floor in a heartbeat.
I like this lineup they have now with Avery out there on the floor with him.
Avery Benchman in for Caleb Blankenship. Huber dribbles up the right side. Huber out back to Kayla, down low in the play for Natalie Billing, and the pass is wide. It goes out of bounds. Each team with some jitters here in the first 90 seconds.
Well, that was an area where I thought Anna would have an advantage, but so far they've looked a little tentative.
Avery Benchman, 5'5", freshman in. Anna pressing. It causes Orville some trouble. It goes in bounds to Plyman. Plyman's picked up by Huber. Eric has got that assignment. Here's Plyman twisting, turning in the lane. Off balance, 10-footer. Hit the rim three times and came off. Good D by Huber. Rebound Billing. Billing to Caleb Benchman, to Avery. Low in the right, running back shot. Good! And a fast-breaking three on two. Rockets lead it 2-0. Orville, four-court to her right. With the ball top of the circle, it's Reeser. Outside the flank, near side to Plyman. Long three-point jumper. Hit the back rim, no good. Rebound to Huber. Quick dish to Avery Benchman. Motoring down the floor. Another layup is good. 4-0. The Rockets roar early on. Here's a long 60-foot pass down the floor by Orville. Intercepted by Caleb Benchman. Back court to Huber. We played 2-10. Rockets lead it 4-0. Caleb Benchman right wing. All the way 15-footer. Twitch! Orville needs a timeout. Rockets explode. 6-0. And a 5:40 to go in the first on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Oh, how about the Rockets? A surge right away. Game was scoreless for about a minute 15, and then Chuck in the last 60 seconds. 6-0 Anna.
Well, they run the floor, and that's what Anna does. They're playing good defense.
they're rebounding, which is a nice start for them, and they're running the floor.
Here's Hannah Blyman getting the clear out in the lane, off balance against Huber. Her runner is good. Vintage Hannah Blyman right there. She's got about 5 inches on Huber, and she spurted down below the foul stripe and hit a leaner from about 9 or 10 feet out, 6-2. Here's a good rotation by Anna. Fine ball movement. Inside the building, rolling to the right. Got it for two. There's a steal by Benjamin in backcourt. She saves it. Right inbounds out to an Orville player. Then Knopfsinger knocks it loose in midcourt. Orville gets it back. Long throw down the floor. Picked off by Billy. Billy Avery Benjamin. 3-on-2. Left wing Knopfsinger. Layup short. No good. And the rebound is plugged out of bounds. And let's see. We got a foul call, I think, against Orville.
Yeah, I thought Rachel got hammered on that layup, but they did a good job of pulling the rebound.
Very good beginning for Anna, up 8-2, 4:51 to go first quarter. And we apologize a little bit, Chuck and I have been suffering from real bad respiratory flu. We just can't seem to shake it. Hopefully, over the web, you folks listening in don't get it. I don't think that's possible, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, good inbounds play. Caleb Esmond gets it baseline left behind the screen and drains a 15-footer. It's 8-2, Anna in the lead. Up over the timeline comes Duvall. Near side to Blyman. She can't shake Huber. Blyman's got a 25-foot out. She tries to work her man. Magic goes baseline right. Here's an off-balance runner, and it's in. Counted plus one. My goodness, what a marvelous shot by Blyman. Huber was running alongside. It could have been ruled maybe a travel before the shot. The shooter gets the benefit of the doubt, knocks it down, and has a free throw coming. Caleb Edmonds got a foul. Erica Huber's got a foul so far. Keep a count on those.
She's going to be a tough assignment.
And she sure is. Free throw by Blyman. In and out. No good. Down the floor quickly comes Anna. Low on the left is Billy. A baby hook with the left hand. Short. She gets it back and scores. 12-4. Anna. Here's Blyman way out of control. Driving to the lane. Has the shot blocked. Got it back. Blocked again, but a foul. Looked like Anna might have gotten all ball. Let's see who it's whistled against.
Well, that was terrible because I'll tell you what, she just ran Erica Huber over, and then Natalie Billing blocked the ball from behind. Just two horrible calls right in a row.
Free throw by Plyman is in, and it's 12-5. Anna up by 7. Well, my goodness. Anna's got the short end of the officiating so far. I very rarely say something like that, but here at the outset, the Rockets haven't fared too well in the close calls. Second free throw, lip to rim, no good. Rebound, Anna, stolen on the play by Plyman. Plyman's got it, gives it up to the ball in the right corner. Three-point jumper, short, no good. Weak side rebound by Sims is in. 12-7, Anna's lead is 5. Here's Avery Benjamin midcourt for Anna. Dribbles through the top of the key. Goes to Kayla. Good pass for Billy. Wide open layup is good. 14-7, Anna up 7. Here's a dribble drive up over the timeline by Adcock. Adcock hasn't touched it very much. Throws it down inside to a teammate. Little 7-footer by Duvall. He's in there. Here comes Anna back in a hurry. Very fast pace to this game. 3:15 to go in the first. Anna in the lead 14-9. Caleb Benjamin dribbles into the right corner. Then the ball is shaken free, goes out of bounds. Boy, this frenetic pace so far, Chuck, you've got to figure that at some point fatigue will set in a little bit. The benches are going to be critical to this game.
Well, I think the fatigue's going to set in on the Orville side if it sets in, because these young ladies, this is a piece of cake compared to practice.
You're right. Ball inbounded by Anna to Natalie Billing. She sweeps across the lane, flips it up with the left hand, short, no good. Rebound taken down by DeVault. DeVault up the floor to Reeser. Reeser on a drive. It has the ball punched loose by Anna. It's on the deck in the paint. Huber comes out of there with it. Huber running the floor. 2-on-1. Huber in the middle. She's not slowed down. Takes it to the rim. No good, but she's fouled. Erica Huber got the ball 70 feet from the basket, and then it was a track meet.
Well, Rachel Knopfsinger has had a block and a steal now in the last two possessions defensively.
Huber quickly scores the free throw right in. Boy, Erica shot fouls extremely well the last few weeks. Anna shooting them a little over 60% on the year. And this Orville team is at 68% on the season. Both fouls by Huber, dead center. And Anna owns a 7-point lead against 16-9. Here's the ball, dribbling to the right corner, out of control. Throws it down low to the left for a teammate. Oh, what a steal! It's clawed right away. Nice play by Chandler Bensman, who's in off the bench. Up the floor to Avery. Foul line, Kayla Bensman. Swish on the jumper! Anna red hot early. Rockets 18, Orville 9. Midcourt comes flying. Setting and shooting a 27-footer! She knocks it down. Uncanny.
I think you can see why she averages 24 a game.
Wow. 18-12. Anna up the six. Here's Kayla Bensman out of control. The ball pried loose. It's on the deck. A tie-up. And it will go back over to the Red Riders. Anna up six. 2 minutes and 3 seconds still to go in the first quarter. We've already had 30 points thrown in by these two clubs. In backcourt, it's DeVault. Pressing is Avery Bensman trying to put the squeeze on her at the Ohio State logo at the timeline. Here's the ball thrown to Plyman, cutting towards the rim, low on the right, left it short, no good. The rebound laid up in. Oh, a nice play on the inside, but 5'8 freshman Trinity Hall in attacks right now. Long throw down the floor to Chandler Bensman, who glides toward the rim and hits a pair. Attacking once more for Orville. In the lane, Plyman, out of control, fell down. She was guarded tightly by Avery, and Bensman picks up the personal.
Tell you what, that was a offensive foul on the screen. That's what got her open.
Well, Plyman,
she's good.
Very, very good. She's been the beneficiary of a couple calls so far. Free throw by Plyman is in, and it's 20-15. Anna's lead trimmed to 5.
She's got 9, looking for 10 here with a minute 27 to go in the first quarter.
Second shot coming for Plyman. Anna's biggest lead in this game, 8. Plyman aims, nothing but net once more. Boy, somehow or other, you've got to get the ball out of her hands and not let her get it back.
I don't know. She gets into the lane incredibly well.
Huber over the timeline. Anna up 4. Outside the arc on the right, Kayla Bensman. 1:19 to go first period. Into Natalie. She's doubled. Off to Avery Bensman. Up and in. What a find by Natalie Billing. The teamwork has been superb so far for Anna. Here's Plyman. 1-on-1 against Avery Bensman now. Right side pass goes to Bree Hancock. Straight away, Reeser. Plyman catches. Guns a 27-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound Billing. Knocked away by Sims. Another jump. And it remains with the team in white. No, it's Anna's possession. Yeah. Rockets get it with 53.7 to go in the first. Anna up 6.
Natalie has to realize that when she pulls a rebound and brings it down to her waist, she's got to be strong with it. She's got to keep it up around her chest, keep those elbows out.
Boy, you don't allow that ball to come away from your body at all. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna in the lead by 6. Here's Huber driving down the lane. A lot of contact. Body foul against the Red Riders, who were not set. Huber, in fact, was releasing the ball, and she gets 2 free ones.
Wow, I didn't see that.
No, I didn't either.
Take it. Didn't see it.
Free throw, Huber, dead center. Dead center. Boy, she's on the money, shooting fouls early in this game. She hasn't hit the rim yet in 3 tries.
You think Orville is used to giving up 23, 24 points in a quarter?
Nope, not a chance. Second shot, Huber, got it. Huber with 2, 24-16. Anna up 8. That matches the Rockets' biggest advantage. 3/4 of a minute to go, first period. DeVault walks it up the floor against Avery Bensman. Veers off to the left. There's a moving screen, not called. Deep left corner, Sims. Sims gives it up out back to Hancock. Hancock's 22-footer, way short, air ball, over the back, foul against Trinity Hall of the Red Riders. And let's see if Anna plays for 1 now, up by 8 points. Half minute to go in the first period.
Boy, the referees have got to start looking at those screens.
Yep.
Somebody's going to get hurt, and they're illegal.
Well, we've seen a few already set by the Red Riders, and they have not been stationary. That foul was on Reese, sir, not Hall. That's two on a starter for the Red Riders. 21 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna up eight with the ball. Caleb Benjamin, dribble drive, baseline right. Nobody shuts her down. All the way to the basket for two. Anna's biggest spread, 10. 8 seconds to go, first quarter. With the ball is DeVault, 30 feet away. There's another moving screen, not called. DeVault behind the foul line. 18-footer on the money as the first quarter finishes. Anna 26, Oroville 18. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And so many thanks to several Anna community sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shoey Drive is one of them. Thanks additionally to Adams Tech Solutions, located near McCartyville in Anna, and Trimworks, Inc. in Anna, Ohio, too. Here we go. We start the second quarter, state semifinal. The winner gets Afrocentric at 10:30 on Saturday. Anna in the lead by 8, 26-18. Unbelievably, a 26-point initial quarter for the green and white.
Well, they shot lights out.
Here is Clyman with the lane for Oroville, and it looked like she initiated the contact and again gets the benefit of a marginal call. Natalie Billick picks up number two.
Wow.
Boy, it looked like as many as three Anna players set up a picket fence below the foul line, and the call went against Anna. The free throw by Clyman rolls off, and head coach Jack Billick is going to have to think seriously about spelling Natalie Billick a big chunk of this second quarter.
Well, no, nobody moved on that. That's a terrible call.
This is probably the worst girls' officiated game we've seen all year. We've done 85 contests, boys and girls basketball, and I tell you, Chuck, I don't think I've seen a quarter plus during which there have been this many calls simply blown.
Well, I will give them credit to the fact, that it's a state for them also, and sometimes they struggle a little bit, you know, wanting to be too perfect, and they miss calls.
Up leading by 8 points after one. Clyburn got fouled to start the second quarter. She made one of two free throws. Then Anna quickly got it down the floor into Natalie Billick for a post-up shot. She was smacked on the arm, missed the first free throw, and rolls in the second. And the lead is 27-19. Anna up eight.
Anna was 11 of 16 from the floor and 4 of 4 from the free throw line in the first quarter.
Oh, remarkable shooting by the green and white. Here's Caleb Benjamin. Near steal in backcourt. 10 players, rear side of the timeline, as Anna puts on the heat. Ball will be thrown inbounds far into the court by Oroville. It goes into DeVault, 75 feet away. She's picked up by Chandler Benjamin. Chandler stays with her. DeVault, forecourt right, outside the arc to Adcock. Low on the right, it goes to Sims. Off balance shot around Dofsinger. No good. Look at Dofsinger's scrap. She gobbles it up, and Anna gets the arrow. It's a jump call. Rockets possession.
One place that Rachel really needs to work on is the quickness. She doesn't jump quickly. I mean, she does a great job defensively, but when she's got to react a little bit quicker.
Natalie Billing was off the floor on that defensive possession for Anna when the Red Riders had it to forecourt. Natalie's back on now. Here's Anna beating pressure. Long throw, Huber, down to Kayla Benjamin. She runs, stops, and drains the 10-footer. Orville can't keep up with Anna so far. 29-19, Anna with 10. Here's Devon running down the left side of the lane. Throws up a lefty over Doffinger. She banked it in. 29-21. Here's a 3-on-2 break. Kayla Benjamin held on the left. Banks it home. Kayla is searing hot right now. She's scorching the nets for Anna, which leads 31-21. There's a long, high-arching three. Boy, that was more like a turnover. As Hancock threw one up from 28 feet out, it was almost an air ball. The rebound came down to Huber. Boy, it starts to look now, Chuck, like Orville is frustrated. Kayla Benjamin baseline right, throws it underneath for Billing, swatted free, goes out of bounds off Orville.
Well, we talk about big teams, and Versailles and Miami East are good examples. For 2 years for Miami East, they wear them out. They just wear them out, and that's what's happening right now.
And so far, this Orville team has not gotten the ball inside very much. It's a significantly bigger club than Anna, but Orville has played a lot of this game. Excuse me, from the foul line on out to the arc. Here's the ball thrown inside to Billy. She's got it blocked. Huber recovers, though, for Anna. We're down to 6 minutes to go in the first half. Anna in the lead by 10, matching the Rockets' biggest spread. Right corner, Kayla Benjamin, thought about driving. Goes to Natalie Billy for a 17-footer. It clangs off the iron, no good. Rebounded by DeVault of the Red Riders. Orville, forecourt to her right. Here's a great pass. And she hits Wyman cutting toward the rim, and she threw it in off the window. Back in a hurry. Here comes Anna down the floor. Blankenship is unguarded. All the way to the cup for two. Orville countering. Forecourt left. It's Reeser. She guns a 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound Orville. It's bobbled. Taken away by Kayla. Kayla Benjamin up to Huber. And a reach-in foul by Hall of Orville. The game being played clearly at Anna's pace. Orville's been a high-scoring club all year, Chuck, but not at this frenetic tempo.
They don't want to run like this. And that last time down, the last two times down, actually, they did a good job of hitting Blevin going to the basket, so that worked. But they took two quick shots the two previous times out of what they wanted to accomplish, that's for sure.
And I'd say Anna has survived a few calls early in this game that went against them. Orville now has fallen behind by 10, and Huber's at the line. She's got the 1-and-1 for the Rockets, and she connects. She's 5-for-5 at the stripe, and the lead is 11 for Anna. Now 12, a dozen-point cushion for the green and white. Here's a long pass to the floor to Plyman. Plyman's got it 25 feet away, throws it into the lane to Reeser. Reeser shakes free from Huber and banks in a 5-footer. 35-25. Anna up by 10. It had been a dozen. Oh, here's Rachel Lopsinger. Wide open. Good feed by Huber. And she knocks down an 8-footer. Baseline left. Big hoop by Rachel. Boy, she's come up big late in the season and during the tournament. Here's DeVault with a nifty drive down the right side of the lane to the rim, and she hits for two.
She's a tough matchup for Knopfinger.
Lead back to 10. Kayla Benjamin in the paint. Hand off to Natalie Billing. Can't get it to go. Rebound Kayla. It hits the iron and kicks off. Rebound by Orville. 4:32 to go first half. DeVault one-on-one. Oh, good dish to the trailer. Way up by Reeser is in. Four straight points by Orville. Anna up 8. 4:26 to go in the half. Timeout. Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Dini Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and two of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGInc.com.
Anna in the lead by 8 points, 37-29. It's been as much as 12 about 25 seconds ago. Chuck made the observation during the break. Anna scored in transition, but Oroville here in the last minute has as well. Perhaps Anna needs to relent on that full court pressure somewhat.
Well, I think they do a little bit. I mean, they can back it up a little bit and not allow them to have the runouts they've been getting.
Huber, top of the circle, gives it up to Caleb Esmond, right corner. Down into the alley, Billing. Little turnaround, Jay, strong, no good, she got it back. Laid it up short, rebounds again, tug of war loose. Oh, what a feed! Rachel Knopfinger scraped it off the floor, handed it to Caleb Esmond for the gimme. Anna up 10, 39-29. Flyman, right corner. Hooks a pass, low in the right to Hancock, back to Flyman, to the rim, and she banked it in.
What's impressive about her is she does not stop. She's like a shark in water. She throws a pass and goes right to the basket.
Constantly cutting toward the rim. Caleb Edsman, deep right corner for Anna. Long three ball, is short, no good. Rebound outlet to Flyman, driving, scoring! Oh, she's a special player. Flyman getting Orville right back in it. Another timeout. Anna. Rockets up six. 3:26 left in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ruin Cam Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie offers residential and commercial services too. At Ruin Camp, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Laramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie, 295-3631.
Oh my goodness, here in the last, about 90 seconds or so, a nice 8-2 run by Oroville, and Hannah's lead, which was up to a dozen, has been trimmed right back down to six. 3.5 left in the first half. Here's Natalie Billy, who got away with a walk at the foul line. Goes to Knopfinger, right corner, out back to Erica Huber. Bounce pass near side to Avery Benjamin. Far right wing, it goes to Kayla. Down low to Billing. Billing turns, hook shot no good. The rebound is laid in. Knopfinger going to work on the glass. Anna up 8, 41-33. Here's Duvall, it's Flyman in the back cut. She whipped it, no good. Sparkling rebound by Huber. Huber, mad dash up the floor. Foul line, bouncing to Billing. Laying it in. That was a tremendous 3-on-2 break by Anna.
What a big change of position right there with Flybon missing the layup and then on the other end.
Flybon blew the easy one. She couldn't get it to go. Anna capitalized. Four straight points. Here's Flybon back in the paint. Her momentum carries her forward. She is off to the left on the jump shot. Loose ball rebound foul against Anna. It was yanked off the glass. The 5'8 freshman Trinity Hall, still a common foul.
And a foul number 25, Caleb
Benjamin, 3 seconds. Baseline left of the basket, it's thrown into Flyman in the lane. Caleb Benjamin's got 2 fouls, Natalie Billings got 2 fouls. Boy, they must finish the half, Chuck, without fouling again.
Right, he needs to think about getting it down to about a minute and then getting them down.
Right, 2:16 to go, second quarter. Annie in the lead by 10, 43-33. Top of the key, Adcock for Orville. Looks for the cutter, Duvall. Throws it overhead. Intercepted by Huber. Huber in backcourt. Passes Flyman. Goes to the foul line. Right side to Avery. Right inside to Natalie Billing. She turns, tries to get clearance, and she's knocked from behind. Yet popped on the shoulder from the rear while shooting. 2 free throws for Natalie. Up Anna made 23 of 35. Including 8 in a row in one stretch in the fourth quarter in the game against Middletown Madison in the regional final. Free throw here by Billing, though, is way short. Down to 1:53 to go, second quarter. Anna in the lead by 10. Free throw Billing, swish, she hits it. Anna stretched it back out to 11. 44-33. 1:53 to go first half. Sydney Rioch on the floor for Natalie, who may be done for the rest of the second period of play. Here's DeVault. Deep right corner, the three-point shooter, Adcock. Her heave is way off to the right. Rebounded by Rioch. Boy, Anna might be able to just let that player shoot it. Here's a long throw. Huber down the floor. Taylor Benson beyond the defense. Lays it in. Oh, wow. Anna caught Orville napping. Red Riders need a timeout. Down to 13. A minute 33 left in the half. On scores.broadcast.com.
To tell you all about the oceans of lint-friendly options now available at Frisch's Big Boy, I've asked the one and only Frisch's Big Boy himself for a little musical accompaniment. Riding on the waves of flavor from the North Atlantic, Haddock Filet Dinner is back. Featuring premium whole-cut haddock, golden fried to flaky tender perfection. It's served with Frisch's famous tartar sauce and your choice of two sides, like onion rings, fries, or mac and cheese. Catch it while you can, because it's only here through Lent. The love for our legendary fish sandwich goes just as deep. Made with North Atlantic cod fillets, it's served with shredded lettuce and our famous tartar sauce on a white or rye bun or rye bread. The lures continue with the butterfly shrimp dinner, fish and chips, or tuna melts, or head to the mainland for meatless masterpieces like grilled cheese or the salad bar. Join the tide of the hungry, seeking haddock, fish sandwich, and other Lent-friendly options at Frisch's Big Boy. Make them your favorite thing today.
Frisch's in Sydney, 2120 Michigan Avenue.
Up the Anna Rockets continue to apply full court pressure against Orville, which gets it inbounds. 10 players, rear side of the timeline. Here comes Orville up the floor. DeVault on the arc. Cuts into the paint. Flips it back to three-point land. And the shot is missed. Way short by Reeser. Rebound taken out by Caleb Edgman. Outlet to Huber. Three on one. Huber middle of the floor. To Natalie Billy over the right. And she is smacked on this arm as she went up to lay it through. Anna simply whipping Orville down the floor right now.
Well, I tell you, Huber, Benzman did a great job of getting out of that triple team, getting the ball to Huber. It was, take your pick.
Natalie Billings got two, and she buries the first one.
She's been shooting her first free throw short, and the second one good. That time she put a little more leg into it.
Rockets had their biggest lead, 47-33. Anna now has reeled off eight in a row after Orville cut it to 39-33. Erica Huber will sit down. Kayla Blankenship, Avery Benzman, Rachel Knopfsinger on the floor. Natalie Billing in, and Natalie sinks the free throw. She's got it. Here comes Orville, fourth court to her right. Down by 15 now. Plyman, deep right corner. Knopfsinger on her. Plyman, a step back, or I should say Plyman, a step back three. Way short, no good. Long rebound to Sims. Beautiful hustle by Knopfsinger, who clawed the ball away. It results in a jump. It will be Orville possession. Checking in, far side for Anna. Sydney Rioch on the floor. Natalie Billing is out. Natalie probably to the bench the rest of the half, 54 seconds to go. She's got two personals. Anna went to sleep on the inbounds. It's thrown into Adcock, low on the left, and she blew the cripple.
You're right. Anna went to sleep, and they got a break.
She had a gimme. Rebound down to the Rockets. Baseline right to Blankenship. She can't hang on. Tipped away. Out of bounds off Orville. Boy, this is a big series right here, Chuck. Anna could stretch the lead out to 19 or 20, maybe, at the break. Well, or at least 17 or 18, anyway. Up 15 now, 40 seconds to go in the first half. Chandler Benzman will trigger. She's the playmaker right at the rim. Zone defense applied by Orville in the inbounds pass. Goes to Huber in the corner, and she walks it out between the rings. Anna may settle for one here. Up 15. Rockets have dominated the first half. Don't want to give up a cheap hoop late in the second quarter. 24 seconds to go. Chasing is Orville. Huber has it near the timeline. Dribbling against the vault. 17, 16, 15 seconds to go. Right side, Caleb Blankenship. Right corner, Natalie Billing, who's back in. Now to Chandler, 20 feet out. 10, 9, 8. Huber bounces on the floor. Foul line extended right. 4 seconds to go. Into Natalie Billing. Turns, puts up the seven-footer, and she slapped on the wrist. She gets two free ones.
excellent possession that time. They did a good job of handling the basketball, and then they got Natalie in there with 5 seconds to go, and now with .4, she's got a chance to push this lead out to give them 50 points in the first half.
Free throw by Natalie, nothing but net. She's got it. 49-33, and up 16. 0.4 to go in the first half.
If you asked Orville what they would have been happy with 33 points at halftime, they would have said yes.
Natalie Billick ripped the rim on the second free throw. Wyman grabs the rebound, and then she quickly hustles off the floor. The Red Riders go to the locker room dejected. Anna has whipped him badly in the first half, up 16. 49-33 as the Rockets bid for a berth in the state finals on Saturday morning at 10:30 against Columbus Afro Centric. We'll return with our halftime brought to you by Ruincam Farm Drainage in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ruincam Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie offers residential and commercial services too. At Ruincam, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruincam Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Laramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For a free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruincam Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie, 295-3631.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
And welcome back to the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. The Anna Rockets are in the lead over Orville. Our score here at the halftime break is Anna 49 and Orville 33. It's a 16-point lead for the green and white in the intermission break. So far, Anna has simply outraced Orville up and down the floor in this game. I'd like to let you know that we are on the air thanks to several Anna game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including several new ones from Anna in Shelby County. Trimworks, Inc., North Edge of Anna, specializing in quality staining and painting of interior doors and trim and installation. Also, custom-built entertainment centers, fireplace mantles, bookcases, office furniture, and cabinets. Nothing too big or too small. If you can think of it, we can build it. Call Dave and Denise Jones today, and let us show you what we can do for you. At 937-604-5605, Trimworks, Inc., in Anna, serving the Upper Miami Valley for 20 years, from homeowners to contractors to major corporations. Anna in the lead by 16 in this girls Division III state semifinal here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime is brought to you by Ruincam Farm Drainage on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, Chuck.
The Rockets have an 18-11 rebounding advantage, 6-4 on the offensive glass. They only turned the ball over three times in the first half. Orville turned it over seven, 4-7 from the free throw line for Orville. And Anna, 11-14 from the free throw line. It's just a terrific first half. Scoring.
Here you go.
Thank you. scoring for the Rockets. They were led by Caleb Benzman with 16, 13 from Natalie Billing. They got 6 each from Avery Benzman and Erica Huber, 4 from Rachel Knopfinger, 2 from Chandler Benzman, and 2 from Caleb Blankenship. They scored 26 and 23, 49 points. Unbelievable in the first half. They are 19 to 32 from the floor for almost 60%. Not too shabby. And they have not taken a three-pointer yet, which, quite honestly, I think is probably allowed. That's what's allowing them to play the game they're playing.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Orville, on the other hand, they have 17 points from Plyben. Then they got 8 from DeVault, 6 from Reeser, and 2 from Hall. They scored 18 and 15 for 33. They shot 42%, but they were 1 of 10 shooting threes in the first half.
Yep, Anna's got a big 16-point cushion, 49-33, an excellent initial 2 quarters of play for the green and white, who spurted from the very start, and the 16-point advantage is Anna's biggest of the afternoon. The winner gets Columbus Afrocentric at 10:30 on Saturday morning. Our halftime being brought to you by Ruin Camp Farm Drainage here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie offers residential and commercial services, too. At Ruin Camp, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring, plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Laramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie, 295-3631.
In U.S. Bank's Western Ohio region, 29 branch locations offer special services at no cost. And U.S. Bank is the number one financial institution in providing online banking programs.
Here at the Jackson Center branch and other branches of U.S. Bank, we offer you several free products that can save you a lot of time.
Kendra Schaffstall is manager at the U.S. Bank in Jackson Center.
These U.S. Bank products, such as online banking, bill pay, and mobile banking, are extremely convenient for any hectic lifestyle.
The Botkins branch manager of U.S. Bank is Leslie Hirschfeld.
I like to tell all of our customers that we provide the best of two worlds here at U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank reaches out to serve you.
We combine the products and technology of the large corporate bank with the warm, friendly, personal service of the small town community bank.
Kevin Kissinger manages the U.S. Bank in Ritchie.
Number one in a national survey regarding online customer experience is U.S. Bank.
All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honestly care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And And so many thanks. Excuse me. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on West Pike Street for underwriting our student spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we note that LaCal Equipment is committed to promoting academic achievement. And this Anna High School team has a number of outstanding performers on the floor and in the classroom as well. They excel in every which way. Avery Betzman, Erica Huber, Kelly Haven, Chandler Betzman, Kayla Blankenship, Natalie Billing, Kayla Betzman, Katie DeCamp, Sydney Riott, Courtney Esser, Emily Watercutter, and Rachel Knopfsinger. Outstanding student athletes and student spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, which promotes academic achievement. Well, the Anna Rockets are up 15, or I should say 16, with the ball to start play here in the third. Avery Benzman, Erica Huber, Kayla Benzman, Natalie Billing, and Rachel Knopfsinger open up action for Anna. Avery inbounds to Huber. Huber top of the key on the dribble. Gives it up to Kayla near side. The ball on her. Dan Wood and Natalie Billing blocked on the play by Sims, who takes it right away. In backcourt to Duvall. Duvall up the floor to teammate Adcock. Back to Duvall. How many points for Blyman, Chuck, in those first two quarters?
She had 17.
Wow. Dynamite game for her. Blyman comes out to catch 30 feet away. She's averaging 24. Blyman is averaging two dozen points a game. Here's a lengthy possession by Orville, which has shot the ball more quickly than this throughout the game so far. And then Adcock driving outside the lane, veers into the right corner, tries to hook it back into the cutter. Blyman tipped out of bounds by Anna. The lead still 16 for the Rockets with 7:19 to go in the third. Ball thrown on top to Reeser. Reeser drives outside the foul lane on the left, overshoots. Weak side rebound, controlled by Orville. Long three-pointer by Duvall. He hit the back iron, and it comes to Kayla Benzman for Anna. She's wrapped up, backcourt and fouled. A reach-around hook by Shemaya Sims. 49-33, Anna up 16. And Orville had the ball, Chuck, for a minute to start the third quarter and came up empty.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of possession. Anna's playing outstanding defense today. I mean, they've given up 33, but a lot of that's in transition.
Yep. Huber, foul line for Anna. Looks for Kayla Benzman, back door. Can't get it to her. Kayla in the corner handles. Goes in the middle to Natalie. It is stabbed away by Orville. Good inside defense applied to Sims. And the loose ball went to Duvall. 6:39 to go in the third. Duvall up the floor to Reeser. Reeser outside the arc to Adcock. High lob down inside to Blyman. Off balance, six-footer, short, no good. Got it back, working hard, and hits it for two.
Well, that's going to be their strategy now because Avery Benzman, who cannot stop her height-wise.
Nice. Here is Huber. Driving down the lane, passes baseline right to Kayla Benzman for that patented 8-foot bank shot up and good.
So they're gonna need to put somebody behind so they can't throw that lob pass down to her.
Benzman retaliates against the Blyman field goal. Here is Sims, 15-footer left side for Orville. It is no good. The rebound tipped up and in by Blyman, and she has got over 20 now for Orville, which is still down by 14. Top of the circle, Huber. Foul line, Billing. Billing hangs on. Goes to Huber. Near side, Kayla Benzman. Right corner to Huber. Huber looks for the cutter. Foul line, Knopfsinger. Open from 15. Short, no good. Rebound. Scooped up off the floor by Blyman. Long pass down the floor to a teammate, Adcock. She feeds to Ball. Coming in from the left wing. Layup is good. The lead for Anna's 12. Huber, long pass down the floor to Natalie Billing, driving with the left hand. She pops it in.
That was a tough shot right there.
Oh, it sure was. Here's Adcock back into the forecourt. On top, Duvall. Three try for Orville. No good. Rebound tipped away to Huber. And up 14. Huber motoring down the floor to Kayla Benzman. Slicing it away. Lays it up with the left hand for two.
Kayla Benzman now has 20.
And the Rockets lead this game by 16. 55-39 with 5:01 left to go here in the third.
Those were two 25-point games in the region weren't enough. I think she's going to surpass that.
Kayla Benjamin dips the knees and hits the free one. Anna Humpus, 17, 56-39. Outside the arc on the left, entangled by DeVault. Throws inside to Sims. Sims knifing toward the basket, hits a bank shot right in front. Shamaya Sims, the 5'10 post player, scores to make it 56-41. Anna with 15, 4:41 to go here in the third quarter. Benjamin's got the ball 30 feet away. Straight on Knopfsinger. Left side, Huber. Huber dances below the foul line, doesn't shoot. Now to Kayla Benjamin. Inside to Billing. And it's knocked free by Orville to Blyman. Blyman down the floor against Huber. All the way to the rim. And it rolled off. No good. Rebound by Kayla Benjamin. She's got Billing Cherry picking out in front. Shot fake. Way up. Yes! Anima 17 again, 58-41. Blyman missed the short one at one end, and then Anna got a run out. 4 minutes to go in third quarter. Rockets in the lead with 17 points.
This is demoralizing for Orville because they've come out and they've scored and they've run to do what they want to do, and they're still down more points.
Sims to DeVault, who uncorks a three and banks it in. A 23-footer by DeVault, and Orville gets a timeout. 3:48 to go in the third, and up 14, 58-44 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie offers residential and commercial services too. At Ruin Camp, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Laramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie, 295-3631.
And a Rockets in the lead, 58-44, 3:20 left to go in third quarter. Avery Benjamin dribbling off into the right corner, checked closely by Blyman, who picks up the personal foul. Common personal, Anna will inbound, baseline right. Rachel Knopfsinger gets a breather. Kayla Blankenship back in. Ball inbound to Kayla Benjamin, wide open, behind the screen, bank shot for 15, right on the money. Oh, Kayla Benjamin's got that down pat.
That is money when that young lady catches the ball right there.
Boy, she can write a book on how to shoot that bank shot 45 degrees off the baseline. Ball thrown inside to Blyman. Blyman turning, left the 8-footer, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Orville, and the Red Riders are out of bounds. 60-44. Anna in the lead with 16. 3 minutes, 2 seconds left to go. Third quarter of play. Rockets have all the momentum in the world. Orville simply cannot generate a spurt. Here's Blankenship throwing it for Huber. Deflected by Plyman. Comes right back to Avery Benjamin. Now to Blankenship, to Huber on the arc. Right corner, Kayla. Kayla's dazzled everyone here today. Another great game by her. Far left side of the floor, it's Blankenship on the dribble. She fumbled it, got it back, throws to Billing. Baseline left to Avery, driving, putting it in! Avery Benjamin, an adept drive, and a very skilled in finding the open player.
That freshman's having a game, she's got eight.
62-44, and of 18. 2:20 left to go in the third. Inside pass for Plyman, intercepted by Huber. 2-on-1, Huber all the way, got it! Oh, my goodness! Anna's up 20. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. DeVault back, dribbling in the lane. Off-balance 10-footer. Around and out, no good. Rebound strong by Orville, but a foul. And I think it's against Blankenship of Anna. 2:02 left to go here in the third quarter. Anna's in the lead by 20. Boy, oh boy, the Rockets have been running pell-mell. Orville simply can't slow them down. And here's the free throw by backup post player Lauren Wright. And it's an air ball. Tell you what, Chuck, Anna's bench is not deep, but it's been more formidable than Orville's.
They've been doing a terrific job, no doubt.
And the free throw is good by Wright, and it's 64-45. Excuse me. Make a note, Anna's biggest lead was 64-44 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is Anna up cross center. Caleb Ensman out at the high post, feeds Knopfsinger left corner, kicked on the play by Orville.
Anna's got to keep attacking, but they have to take smart shots. They have not attempted a three, and I'm impressed.
Here's Huber, left corner to Caleb Ensman, out back to Knopfsinger. Near side to Avery. And that's an interesting fact about this game. Now, 1-3 try by Anna. That's how porous the defense of Orville has been. Here's Caleb Ensman, jump shot, left wing, too hard, no good. Rebound taken down by Orville. Top of the circle, it is DeVault. Flips it back to Plyman. Fakes left, goes right against Avery Benzman, and Shuffler feeds. Boy, is Orville frustrated now.
Well, like I said, they had a real good start to the third quarter, and all of a sudden they looked up and they were down one more point than they were at halftime. That is very demoralizing.
19-point lead, Anna. Huber at the timeline goes to Avery Benzman. High post to Kayla. Knocked loose on the play by Orville. DeVault's got it up over the timeline. Foul line. Right baseline dish to Adcock. Leaves it short from there. Tie up on the rebound. Anna's ball. No, it is possession Orville with 1:13 left to go in the third. And Anna leading by 19 points. Substitution, Sims back on the floor for Plyben for Orville. She gets an extended break. She might sit the rest of this third period. She's a little winded. Ball thrown in top of the circle to Hall for Orville. And then the ball's pitched to the cutter, driving down the lane. Reeser missed it. No good. But she's hacked, and she'll get two.
I think that's going to be the third on Natalie Billing.
Avery Benzman coming over to talk to head coach Jack Billing at side court. Free throw by Reeser. Swish. 64-45. Or I should say 46. Anna's lead is 18. Second shot, Reeser. Got it. 17-point lead. Here comes Anna in backcourt. It's Caleb Ensman, double team. She splits two defenders. Up the floor to Knopfsinger. Oh, a great bounce pass to Billing. Way up is good. 3-on-2. A splendid one by Anna. Rockets lead by 19 again. Here's DeVault, 30 feet away. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. High post to Sims. Right corner pass. It is deflected by Knopfsinger. Off the fingers of the Orville player. Good hustle maneuver by Knopfsinger of Anna. Boy, she got a hand in the flight of the path, spanked the ball to the floor, and then Orville, trying to recover, coughed it up.
She has come out of nowhere ever since her concussion. The girl has come back and just been a phenomenal player for Anna.
Rockets will throw it in the backcourt. 46.8 to go, third quarter. Anna up by 19, 66-47. Ball lobbed toward the timeline. Picked off on the play by Plyman, who's back in. Nice dish to a teammate. Reeser blew it, though. Rebound, Plyman. Blocked, but a foul in the lane. But that was one of the few miscues by Anna in this game so far. Very bad pass up to midcourt, resulting in two foul shots for Plyman for the Red Raiders. Boy, she is a sensational player, Chuck. But simply here today has not had a whole lot to go along with her.
No, she's missed some free throws, too.
Yep.
She's 4-for-8 now.
Second free throw, Plyman, in. And the lead for Anna is 66-48. Excuse me, 18-point spread. 40 seconds left to go here in the third. Avery Benzman will inbounds. Avery in backcourt. Goes to Huber. Huber lost the ball, got it back. splits a couple defenders up the near side to Caleb Edsman, all the way to the paint. Oh, what a pass to Knopfsinger, who overshoots. That's because she's belted from the rear. A couple of free throws for Knopfsinger. I tell you what, if Orville continues to press like that, Chuck, Anna's going to run.
Well, I mean, Anna, they did a smart thing. Coach Billing moved everybody back because from before they were down so close. When they were getting the ball, they were down on the end line.
Right.
He moved them back. They got the ball to Huber. She stepped through, and it's just a run out just as soon as they get the ball in.
Yes, spacing is key.
It is for a press break.
Yep, it sure is. And has worked very well here today. Free throw by Knopfsinger, off to the left, no good.
And defense has used the sideline and the end line as another defender, and that's what you've got to guard against.
32 seconds to go, third quarter. If the Rockets can hang on, the opponent will be Columbus Afrocentric at 10:30 Saturday morning. Free throw off the back flange. Knopfsinger missed it. Rockets misfire, and two in a row. Deep in the right corner with the ball. It is Reeser with 20 seconds to go, third period. Now to Hall in the extreme corner. Gives it up on the play to Adcock. Out high to Reeser. Dribbles into the lane against Chandler Benjamin. Lost it, got it back. Here's DeVault with a shot fake. Running one-hander, loops it up towards the rim. It's on the iron, no good. 3 seconds left. Huber comes away with it. Huber, big court. Aramel's one short, no good. And the third quarter closes. Anna denies Orville a bucket at the end of the third period of action. Three quarters have been played. Anna's up 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Student athletes in the region receive elite level care from the Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine Program in Sydney.
I have recently served so many student athletes, sons and daughters of many Shelby County residents.
Melissa Noble is one of Wilson's several certified and licensed athletic trainers who manage the care and prevention of athletic injury.
I've been so pleased and have been fortunate enough to make many bonds and friendships while helping so many families who I feel now can put their trust in their confidence in the Wilson Sports Medicine Program.
Wilson athletic trainer Diane Alexander.
I love my work so much because I enjoy caring for student athletes, and I actually get to see the injured athlete return to top form and succeed again.
The experience of Wilson's athletic training staff spans more than 40 years.
Based upon my career experience, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine is doing it right.
It's keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The Anna Rockets have simply blitzed the Orville Red Riders here today by 18 points, 66-48. And we start playing the fourth. It's been all Anna. Eventually, Chuck, Orville's going to have to foul.
Well, I mean, right now they're going to play good defense and try to chip at this thing. But, yeah, when they get down to about 4 minutes to go, and if they're still down double figures, they're going to have to foul.
Here's Avery Bensman in the backcourt to Huber. Rockets can afford to take time off right now. Huber outside the arc on the right. Picked up 25 feet away by Adcock. Now to Knopfsinger, who backs it out to Avery Bensman. Bensman dribbling between the rings. Anna trying to compress down this fourth quarter of play. Near side to Huber. High post, Caleb Bensman. It's a moving screen for Billing. It's not called. Kayla drives. Left-handed layup. A dandy. 68-48. The lead is 20. Early moment, fourth quarter of this game. Out high, Plyman splits a couple defenders down the lane. Running one-handed scooper is in.
Anna
Plyman. Boy, she is fantastic for Orville. But she's been the only solid performer for the Red Riders here today. Here's Huber running the floor inside Avery Bensman. Her 10-footer is crammed from behind, but Plyman got a big chunk of her arm, and Avery will shoot two. How many on Plyman now?
I think that is her third.
I believe so, too.
It is three.
Yep. They just announced four on her.
Oh, they changed it on the board then.
Free throw, Avery Bensman, good. If Anna can make free throws, the Rockets will be in business.
66 points at the end of three quarters in a state semifinal. You talk about no nerves.
Incredulous. Second free throw, Avery Bensman, a lot of rim, and it comes off. Rebound by Orville, which is down 19 with 7 to go. Here's a pass up the floor, juggled. shot in close, blocked by Rachel Knopfinger. He goes out of bounds, heads up, play by Rachel. She gets high fives from her teammates.
Well, you know, Afrocentric was here scouting this thing, and they got their eyes opened.
Here's DeVault lobbing into Plyman. She can't hang on. Loose ball picked up, though, by teammate Reeser. Down to Plyman. Top of Key Hancock. She chucks up a high three. A lot of rim. No good. Rebound below the basket by DeVault. Missed it. Got it back. Orville throws deep left corner. Here's a line drive triple. Swish! Knocked in by Reeser. And Anna's lead has been trimmed. Orville gets a timeout with 6:36 left to go in this game. Rockets up 16 on scorespodcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honesty, care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna inbounding against Orville's pressure, and the ball eludes Huber in backcourt. It goes out of bounds. Still 6:35 to go. Anna's 19-point lead down to 16. Orville throws inbounds. Plyman far side, out on top to DeVault. Three-point shooting from Orville will be tested now. Here's Sims, high post, looks for Reeser. She's coming off of 8-3. Left side pass, Adcock. Now DeVault, 30 feet out to Plyman, backing down Caleb Ensman. Good hook pass, down inside to Sims. Oh, what a block by Knopfinger! Defensive play of the game right there. Loose ball to Billing. Backcourt to Huber. Hooking foul against Orville.
Still out of bounds.
Common personal. Anna will throw in the lead of 16. 6:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. Caleb Benzman inbounding just beyond the timeline. Orville will not guard the playmaker. It's Natalie Billing. Huber. Avery Benzman, Knopfinger, Kayla Benzman. Huber's got the ball 30 feet out. Throws baseline left to Natalie Billing. Shake and make, move, and a travel against her. 6:04 to go. Anna's still up 16. Rockets, if they can hang on, will have a date with Columbus Afrocentric at 10:30 Saturday morning in the state finals, and will try to avenge last year's loss to that opponent. Here's a drive by DeVault. Underhanded scooper from down around the ankle. No good. Rebound by Billing. She's toppled to the floor. That's because Hall jumped on her back. And now it's 1-1 time for Anna.
And they need to make these free throws. I mean, 16 points, you're thinking 16 points, 5:49 to go, is an insurmountable lead, and we know that it's not.
So we know that so well from that Fort Laramie Marion local game. Free throw by Natalie Billing. Short, no good. Caleb Benzman got the rebound, and it was knocked free, though, by Hall. Hall gets it for Orville. Up the floor to Hancock, 30 feet out. 30 feet out. Now DeVault straight away for a triple. It is no good off the heel. Long rebound to Billing. Backcourt to Huber. And up 16. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Deep left corner, Knopfinger. Looks inside for the cutter. Billing can't get it to go. Got the rebound back and laid it in. Anna's up 18, 5:20 left to go, fourth quarter. If the Rockets can cling to this lead, Anna will seek revenge for last year's state final loss. A date with Afrocentric waiting. Here's a good inside dish. DeVault on the drive, leaves it for Hall, who banked in the five-footer. the lead, 16 for Anna. Here's Caleb Esmond, top of the key, foul line. Low on the right to Billick. Powers to the rim for two more. Anna simply whipping Oroville down the floor. The Red Riders have no answer for Anna's speed. Baseline left is Hall, shoots over Billing. Strong, no good. Knopfsinger with a gigantic rebound, knocked out of bounds by the Red Riders. Boy, Rachel Knopfsinger, Chuck, has come up mighty big here today.
She boxed out well that time, and most rebounds you give up for putbacks are on the backside. That's where she was. She did a good job of blocking out on that side.
Rachel Knopfsinger has been awesome. Ball thrown to Rachel at midcourt. Cross court to Caleb Esmond. She traces it down. No, she doesn't. As she tried to tightrope the boundary, couldn't. It'll be Orville's ball. 18-point lead, Anna. 4:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Unlike our first game between Afrocentric and Beverly Fort Fry, which was a 3-point game, this one is an 18-point blowout at the moment with 4:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Afrocentric won by 3 over Beverly Fort Fry after trailing most of the first half. There's a holding violation. No, a moving screen. Or it could have been an elbow thrown by Orville 30 feet from the basket.
Yeah, it was DeVault. She pushed off with her forearm to try to, because she was frustrated.
It was rather obvious, to be sure. Chuck, we're going to keep it right here and talk about one of our Anna game sponsors. A timeout is called with Anna in the lead by 18 points, 73-55, with 4:17 left to go in this game. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, reaches out to small businesses with personal computer and network repair, plus computer network management, also remote management, custom builds, optimization, virus and spyware service, upgrades, data recovery and transfer, plus digital photos and videos, plus repair of iPods and iPads, very unique service provided to you by Adams Tech Solutions. Adam Rice at your service, R-E-I-S-S. Adam Rice on the web at Adams, A-D-A-M-S, TechSolutions.com in Anna near McCartyville. Adams Tech Solutions on the air with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So pleased to have Adams Tech Solutions, Trimworks, Inc., and Wells Brothers, Inc., all from Anna on board for this state tourney run by the Anna Rockets. Caleb Benzeman brings the ball down the floor with Anna leading by 18 points and 4:07 left to go here in the game. There's a cross-court pass by Anna, a bad one picked off by Orville, then a foul against the Rockets.
Smart foul by Huey, because that was going to be a layup.
Yeah, I think it was. You're right, Chuck. Inbounding right in front of us, it's Plyman for the Red Riders. 18-point lead, Anna goes in backcourt to DeVault, picked up by Huber. DeVault, left-hand dribble up over the timeline. Darts to the left baseline, throws to Plyman. On top to Reeser. Reeser hangs on, goes to Adcock in the lane, loose ball. Building garners it for the Rockets. Backcourt to Huber. Huber zips up the near side. Crossover dribble, double-teamed, loops it to Avery Benzman. Deep to the left corner to Kaylin. Inside the building, left-handed baby hook of beauty.
She has 25. Caleb Benzman has 25.
50 points between the two. Knopfsinger breaks up another pass. Boy, Rachel Knopfsinger has been brilliant defensively. Splendid game by her for Anna.
You love to see her coming around like this.
Ball inbounded by Orville down low to the left to Hancock. She overshoots, no good. Weak side rebound by Huber. Up the floor to Caleb Benzman. Anna at 20. 3:22 to go in the game. Now to Huber at midcourt. Huber hangs on. Here's a near side pass for Knopfsinger, broken up by DeVault, and it goes out of bounds as the leather almost wound up right in our lap.
I made the catch.
Yep, nice deflection. You hung on. Save me, save the computer.
Hey, I can't run anymore, but I still have good hands.
Yeah, we need to be blessed with good throats. We haven't been the last few weeks. Here's Avery Benzman, top of the circle, outside the arc on the left to Huber. Midcourt to Avery with 3 minutes to go in the game. Anna in the lead by 20 points. down low is Knopfsinger. Good dish to Billing for another layup. Oh, my goodness. What a find by Knopfsinger. Tremendous pass. The lead is 22 for Anna. Here's a dribble drive by Orville. Blocking foul. As the Rockets got there late, DeVault was slammed to the floor. It's a common personal. Anna Chuck has played phenomenal defense the entire game and really hasn't committed very few fouls.
No, that's only their fifth. Now, they started out, they had a couple, and it was kind of scary. But,
right.
Yeah, no, they're doing a great job. This is as well as Anna can play.
And the limited number of fouls by Anna's pressing defense. Here's Blyman, open deep right corner. Here's a fadeaway, step back three, short, no good. Rebounded by Billy. Bev Blyman hasn't performed nearly as well in the second half as she did in the first.
She's got to be really tired.
Yeah, she ran out of steam. Here's Avery Benjamin down low in the right to Billy. Billy's hammered as she scores two more. My, oh my.
Natalie looking for 30 with this free throw.
24 points for Natalie Billy, and the lead is 79-55 in favor of Anna.
Well, she has 29. She's looking for her 30th here.
Tremendous performance by her. Foul shot by Natalie, way short, and the rebound comes down to Blyman in backcourt for the Red Riders. Blyman on the dribble up the floor against Kayla Benzman. Unorthodox shot in the lane, no, but she's clamped and fouled, and she'll get two. 79-55, Anna by 24, 2:21 to go, and the Anna Rockets have a date with Columbus Afrocentric Chuck in a repeat of last year's state final in girls division three. Blyman hits at the free throw line to make it 79-56.
It was a better Afrocentric team last year than this year.
No question.
That's a fact. And Anna gave them everything they wanted last year.
And Beverly Ford Fry nearly defeated Afrocentric, lost by three late in the game. That was in our first of two division three semifinals here today. And the free throws by Blyman,
she made them both,
were both good for Orville, and it's 79-57, Anna by 22. In backcourt, Avery Benjamin gets it to Huber. Huber sprints up the near side of the floor. Timeline, top of the key, foul line, late dish to Natalie Billing. Layup rolls off, no good. Rebound touch last by Sims of Orville, and it goes out of bounds. Down to 2:10 to go in the fourth. Natalie Billing needs 1 point for 30. Kayla's at what, 25?
25.
My goodness.
That's where she needs to be. She gets 25 a game in tournament games.
She's at 24, 25, 25 in the last three tournament contests for the Anna Rockets. Emily Watercutter checks in, a 5'7 senior for Anna. Huber catches on the arc, near side to Kayla Benzman. 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes remaining in the fourth period. Anna just 120 seconds away from being in the state championship for the third straight year. Here's a steal by Orville. Long run out the other way. Nice dipsy-doo maneuver by Blyman in the lane for a bucket. And it's 79-59. Anna's in the lead by 20 with a minute 42 to go. Lead had been 24, which I think was the largest for the Rockets in this contest. Down to a minute 30 left to go in the fourth. Rockets running clock. Kayla Benzman out high. Hangs on. Looks for Huber. Bounces near the timeline to Erica. Left side to Watercutter. Watercutter puts it on the deck. Goes back to Huber. Huber dribbles near side to Kayla Benzman. A minute 16 to go in the fourth. Kayla and Huber play pitch and catch. Huber drives to the lane and just circles the wagons back out on top to Kayla Benzman. To Huber. Through the top of the key. Left side to Watercutter. It's simply a triangle of players working the ball back and forth. And finally, Kayla Benzman, with 59.4 to go, is fouled. And the Rockets are headed to the state championship game. We're on the air Saturday morning by 10:30 for you here on scorersbroadcast.com. And don't forget, tomorrow, same time, 2:30, we start our pregame before the Fort Loramie-Ottoville game in Girls Division 4 state semifinal play. Wholesale changes for the Rockets. Having entered Kelly Amon on the floor, along with Katie Niekamp, Sydney Riok, too. Kayla Benzman short on the foul attempt, and she missed the 1-on-1 rebound down to Orville. Here come the Red Riders with 50 seconds to go. Orville through the top of the key is Christina Workinger. Workinger, a new guard, 5'7 junior on the court now. Workinger hangs on, gives it to Hall, 30 feet away in the right corner. Back out on top to teammate Workinger. We're down to 30 seconds left. Annie in the lead, 80-59. Kayla Benzman, what, made a free throw and missed one last trip down?
Yeah, so she has 26. Adelaide Billing has 29.
And that free throw by Kayla pushed Anna to 80, gave the Rockets a 21-point lead. Timeout called by Orville. 28 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
To tell y'all about the oceans of lint-friendly options now available at Frisch's Big Boy, I've asked the one and only Frisch's Big Boy himself for a little musical accompaniment. Riding on the waves of flavor from the North Atlantic, Haddock Filet Dinner is back. Featuring premium whole-cut haddock, golden fried to flaky tender perfection. It's served with Frisch's famous tartar sauce and your choice of two sides, like onion rings, fries, or mac and cheese. Catch it while you can, because it's only here through Lent. The love for a legendary fish sandwich goes just as deep. Made with North Atlantic cod fillets, it's served with shredded lettuce and our famous tartar sauce on a white or rye bun or rye bread. The lures continue with the butterfly shrimp dinner, fish and chips, or tuna melt. Or head to the mainland for meatless masterpieces like grilled cheese or the salad bar. Join the tide of the hungry. Seeking haddock, fish sandwich, and other Lent-friendly options at Frisch's Big Boy. Make them your favorite thing today.
Frisch's in Sydney, 2120 Michigan Avenue.
And we are back to live action. Orville throws it inbounds after the timeout and pitches it into the scorer's table. Anna will bring it down the floor with 25 seconds to go in the lead, 80-59. Who would have thunk it? Here's a pass by Niekamp, cross-court to Watercutter. She hangs on, gets a screen from Heyman. Watercutter back to Kelly, 30 feet out. Anna Crowd counts it down, 9, 8, 7. Niekamp at midcourt, Rockets up 80-59. Anna Rockets on to the state championship game. We're on the air on the board, 10:30 Saturday morning. It's a repeat from last year. The Rockets against Afrocentric as Anna routes Orville here today, 80-59. We'll return to wrap up our presentation in 2 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ruinkamp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie offers residential and commercial services, too. At Ruinkamp, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring, plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruinkamp Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Laramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruinkamp Farm Drainage in Fort Laramie, 295-3631.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, the Anna Rockets simply thoroughly outplayed Orville here today to win 80-59. And talking with some media pundits earlier today, Chuck, and during the week, some people thought Oroville, the powerhouse from Northern Ohio, with Hannah Plyman and 24 points a game, might win this game by 8, 10, a dozen points. Hannah, a little below the radar, having lost four, was in the upper portion of the second 10 in the state rankings over the last third of the season. But Anna simply ran Orville off the court right out of the chute and won this game going away 80-59.
Well, they put 26 points on the board in the first quarter, another 23 at 49 at the half, and they ended up with 80 for the game. They were terrific. And you could go right down the line. Natalie Billing, 29. Caleb Benzman, 26. They got 9 points from Avery Benzman off the bench. Erica Huber had 8 points and did a great job, as she always does, handling the basketball. Rachel Nofsinger was terrific. She had 4 points, but she had 4 or 5 block shots.
Sure did.
She had 3 or 4 steals. They were just terrific. On the other side, Plyman had 28, and she really just didn't get enough help. DeVall had 13, and Reeser had 11 for Orville. They tied 29-29 in rebounding. Orville had some decent offensive rebounds in the second half. They just didn't shoot the ball very well.
Plyman got most of those 28 in the first half.
Yeah, well, yeah, she had 17, scored 11 in the second half.
Simply not enough to go with her. Meanwhile, for Anna, it was a solid, well-rounded team effort, both offensively and defensively. Yes, Caleb Benzman, Natalie Billing did the bulk of the scoring. But Anna, on the defensive side of the ball, Chuck, was outstanding. This is an Orville team that racked up 75 points on Saturday against a very fast state-ranked Beechwood team in winning that game 75-48. And Anna held, if you will, Orville to 59. And when you continue, or when you consider the frenetic pace of this game and the number of offensive possessions both teams got, to hold Orville and Anna Plyman to 59 is a credit to Anna's defense. The Rockets offensively got numerous 3-on-2 transition baskets. Many times Natalie Billing, the beneficiary, and again Caleb Benzman, dribbling, driving toward the hoop, and she made numerous bank shots 45 degrees off the baseline, excuse me, like she always does. And Erica Huber, like a quarterback, just ran the show, calm and as poised as always.
Well, Caleb Benzman was 12 of 16. Natalie was 12 of 23. Woo. They shot 60% in the first half, and you thought, well, that can't. They were 14 of 19 in the second half, 73%. They shot 64% from the floor for the game. Did not take a three in the game. And I think, you know what, I think that's coaching, and that's a smart basketball team because they didn't need it. They ran it. They didn't take any unnecessary shots. I don't know if I've ever watched a game down here where I didn't walk out, and I can't remember a bad shot that Anna took in the game. Not one.
Yeah, extremely efficient offensively, as efficient as you could possibly play. The passing and cutting by Anna was splendid. It was brilliant. And Natalie Billing in the post simply outran down the floor the entire Orville front line each trip, coast to coast. Natalie was out in front, beating the three front liners from Orville to the basket. And usually in the middle of the court was Huber and Caleb Benzman on the other wing. It was a track meet to Anna's advantage, and the Rockets simply blitzed Orville off the floor.
Well, and that's another, you look at another column that's impressive. Anna had 22 assists.
Wow.
On their 33 baskets, they had 22 assists. That's basketball right there.
A fantastic game by Anna. Rockets winners 80-59, a date with Columbus Afrocentric at 10:30 or thereabouts, a little before. We'll be on the air on Saturday morning for you. Excuse me, for that state title repeat. Last year, these two clubs and an Afrocentric met, and Afrocentric pulled it out of the fire in overtime. Anna shot poorly at the foul line in that game, and that proved to be the demise of Anna on that particular day. It's not the same Afrocentric team. We saw the Columbus squad play earlier today, and it barely beat Beverly Fort Fry by 3. In fact, Afrocentric trailed for a half. Anna with a good performance on Saturday can win that game.
Oh, I think if they run the floor like this, and there's no way that they shouldn't be able to run,
right?
Because they're not going to run into the size. Now, they do have the 6'2 girl in the middle who averages 17 a game, but if they do a good job on her and run the floor, they should be fine.
Again, so many thanks to our Anna underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com today. Wells Brothers, Inc., located on Chewy Drive in Anna. Thanks so much to Kurt Wells and the family at Wells Brothers, Inc. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span 8 separate divisions. And for your business, services offered by Wells Brothers are material flow solutions, process piping, and industrial construction. On the web at wellsbrothers.com, Wells Brothers, Chewy Drive in Anna. And as we've said numerous times, here today, we're on the air also thanks to Trimworks, Inc., North Edge of Anna, specializing in quality staining and painting of interior doors and trim and installation. Nothing too big, nothing too small. If you can think of it, we can build it for you at Trimworks, serving the Upper Miami Valley for 20 years, from homeowners to contractors to major corporations. High quality, excellent work done by Dave and Denise Jones at Trimworks, Inc. in Anna. Let them show you what they can do for you. Call 937-604-5605. And again, thanks once more to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, reaching out to small businesses with personal computer and network repair, plus computer network management, also the repair of iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at your service at Adams Tech Solutions, A-D-A-M-S, Tech Solutions, in Anna. Custom builds, optimization, upgrades, data recovery and transfer, digital photos and videos, and more, Adams Tech Solutions. Up tomorrow, Chuck, it's Fort Loramie right here. We'll be on the air at 2:30 with our pregame as the Fort Loramie Redskins try to bid for a berth in the Division IV state championship. The opponent, Ottoville, once again, the team from Shelby County, will be outsized.
They will be outsized, but I'll tell you what, Ottoville beat Minster by 2 points in the regular season, and that, I mean, they've been number one all year, and I'm sure they're number one for a reason, but Fort Loramie not going to back away from anybody.
No. And Fort Loramie is a club which fought off Marion Local in the regional semifinals. That was an extremely high-quality game as the Redskins needed 71 points to get it done. Ottoville doesn't score at that kind of a clip, and no doubt the Redskins will want to pick up the pace in that game against Ottoville, much like Anna did today against Orville. It will be interesting to see if Orville has anybody, or I should say if Ottoville has anybody out on the perimeter who can pick up Darian Rose and guard her one-on-one as she takes it down inside. And we do know that Ottoville in Sifker and Binding have a couple of tall players on the interior at 6'2 and 6 feet. They both played as freshmen in a regional semifinal when Fort Loramie beat Ottoville at Springfield back in 2010. Final score of that game was 48-30. But we do expect an up-tempo game from Fort Loramie against Ottoville to be sure in that state semifinal tomorrow at 2:30. Great day for the Anna Rockets. It was a track meet from the start, and that was to Anna's liking. I'm so glad that all of you could join us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I fighting bad throats have for several weeks. And thankfully, we know the web can do phenomenal things. Technology is great, but you can't catch our colds. Even though you might have listened all day long, and we might have been talking to you in your living rooms, you can't catch our colds. That's a good thing. We'll be right back here tomorrow with play-by-play in color, Fort Loramie and Ottoville in a girls' Division IV state semifinal. A brilliant day here for the Anna Rockets, who thump Ottoville by 21 points. Thanks to our underwriting sponsors here today on ScoresBroadcast.com, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Sydney Body Car Star, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, the Bluffton University MBA program, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Ruin Camp Farm Drainage of Fort Loramie, RPC Computers in Pequot, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Huffer Chiropractic of Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Sydney Daily News offering you the very best local sports page coverage around, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, spelled H-E-M-P, on the phone at 492-7313, John Hemp, spelled H-E-M-P, for your videography and photography needs, call on John Hemp. He will give you his very best shot. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Thanks as well to Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Loramie, RPC Computers in Pequot, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Huffer Chiropractic in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney. I'm repeating some of these a second time, and I really don't need to. But these are underwriting sponsors, so that's okay. Gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc., Shuey Drive in Anna. Thanks as well to Trimworks, Inc. in Anna and Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, New Knoxville, and Jackson Center. Four generations of Vanbauers have grown the business, which now serves the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Thanks so much to Matt and Mitch Bambauer at Bambauer Service. Not just a word, it's a promise, and it's kept every single time. And Frisch's, Route 47 west of 75 in Sydney, 2120 Michigan Avenue. Frisch's, the new store going strong. The food is great. At Frisch's, what is your favorite thing? Rhett Gish has been our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee on stats, color, and on-site engineering. I'm Jack Kramer saying goodbye until tomorrow morning when we bring you Fort Loramie versus Autoville on the air a little before, or I should say tomorrow afternoon. I'm getting ahead of myself. State Championship Anna, Saturday morning at 10:30. Tomorrow it's 2:30. Fort Loramie and Autoville will be on the air with our pregame. Hope you join us then as the Fort Loramie Redskins bid to join Anna in a state championship game on Saturday. Jack Kramer reminding you that whether you're on the court, in class, or out in the community, you might think your attitude is a little thing, but it can make a big difference. Again, the final score, Anna 80, Oroville 59. 10 seconds to go. Fire at midcourt, dribble to Alex Baker. Foul line, double team. Gotta get Archer a tray. A high Archer from 28 feet, but Gemmer beats the buzzer by a couple seconds.
Cannot beat boys and girls high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
On the giddy up, it's Elliott. She barges down the right side of the floor, then circles on top. Okay, let's go in three. And she buries it. Oh, what a play by Christy Elliott.
And the three-pointers keep right on coming.
Goes to Baker, follow-away three. Good! A 27-footer. Alex Baker, wow, how smooth is that?
And the smooth drives to the basket keep on coming, too.
In the middle of Sargent, hits a cutter, Spearman, all the way to the rim. Yes, and she's fouled. Lindsay Spearman makes her way into the lane and drops in a deuce for Lane. Kaplan, ball kick, splits a couple defenders around, two men up and in. Oh, what a young play by Craig Bullenkamp. Rebound and turn him. Out left to Benanzer. Benanzer driving on the run, makes it in. Oh, what a play by Howard Benander, who has ignited Fort Loramie here tonight.
Join scoresbroadcast.com for all the exciting action featuring the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Layton Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Alex Fire hits the screen and shoots a 27-footer. Yes! Yes! Wow, what three-pointer deserves another. Alex Meyer with four from three-point territory.
I'll tell you that play just makes you smile. We don't have any rooting interest in who wins this game. That was just one heck of a play by Alex Meyer. We love Shelby County League basketball fans. We are tremendous spectators. We have a passion for what we do. We really love it, and we're having a great time tonight.
And you, too, will have a great time listening to the big shots in the big games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's Trey Prince going to drive. Just onto the lane. Takes it. Got it. And he fouled. Trey Prince with two dynamite tries to play to the lane. Fouled on Coco.
Putting on a show right there, boy. That's our show.
52 maneuvers by Trey Francis. 54-52. He just strikes. Time out pocket. 2:59 left in this game. And it's been a dazzler here at Hopkins tonight.